Praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord. I thank God this afternoon for the privilege of coming to this wonderful church, revival church, as we feel the Spirit of the Lord that is moving in this house. And I would like to give thanks also to our bishop. In the Philippines, we call him Sir Brot, Ma'am Brot, and Pastor Anthony, and to all these associate pastors that are here, and to all the saints of the Most High God, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a privilege to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's nobody like the Lord Jesus Christ in this place. Hallelujah. He deserves the praises of His people. Amen. Hallelujah. And sa atin pong mga kapatid at mga kaibigan, mula po ng, o galing po ng bansang Pilipinas, kami po'y nagpapasalamat, nandito kayo ngayong hapon. At nais ko pong iparating sa inyo na wala pong masasayang na oras sa ating buhay. Pag si Jesus po ang ating kasama. Amen. At habang tayo po ay nandito, I would like to take this time now to present to you the words of the Lord. Because this gathering will not be complete without the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. This time that we are now having, it will not be a waste because Jesus is with us today. How about if we will stand for a moment as we give respect to the words of the Lord to all our Filipino friends, sisters and brothers. Just feel relaxed. Feel at home. You are in the house of the Lord. It's nothing to fear. Amen. We have the presence of the Lord in this house. Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, verse 29. It says, Joel, chapter 2, it says here, verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Verse 29. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my Spirit. And the last book, Acts chapter 1, verses 4, 5, and verse number 8. Acts chapter 1, verse number 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, ye have heard of me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Verse number 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I would like to preach this afternoon a subject that says, the Holy Ghost in action. The Holy Ghost in action. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, this afternoon for your blessing. We want to see the action of your Spirit, Lord. We want you, God, to move and to reach the hearts of our Filipino brothers and sisters, Lord. We don't want to leave this house without the moving of your power. We don't want to depart this place, Lord, without your divine anointing. And therefore we ask you, Lord, to please anoint our brothers and sisters and bless the souls of our Filipino brethren, O Lord God, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And please be seated in the presence of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost in action. The reason why we are here today in this service, it's all because of the Holy Ghost. The Bethel Christian Ministries is being directed inspired by the Holy Ghost to have this Filipino service. This is not just the mind of the pastor, the bishop, and the leaders, but it is the work of the Holy Ghost that is moving in this place. Hallelujah. Because the Bible had promised to us in the last days, mga kapatid po, sa huling mga araw, pagbabanggitin ko po sa inyo ang huling mga araw, ang ibig sabihin po niyan, ang Panginoon ay malapit nang darating. When I say in the last days, that means that the Lord is coming so very near. And before the Lord will come, He wants to bless you, not with material things, not with money or dollar or peso, but He wants you to receive a thing that is eternal, and that is the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost wants to move in this place. Kaya sa ating mga kapatid at mga kaibigan, huwag po kayong mahiyang magpalakpak sa Panginoon. Dahil ang ating pagpapalakpak, hindi po yan para sa tao. Yan po ay para sa ating dakilang Diyos. Huwag kayong matakot po sa inyong napapansin at nakikita. Hayaan lang natin ang Panginoon nakikilos sa ating mga buhay. Palakpakan natin ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Hallelujah! God, in all of His great love and mercy, is going to fill someone this afternoon with His Holy Spirit. Today, you are going to receive the Holy Ghost. It will not be tomorrow, but it is today. And I can feel from this pulpit that the Lord is ready to bless you with His Holy Spirit. Because the God who promised about the pouring out of the Holy Spirit is not a liar. He will not withhold that Holy Spirit. He doesn't care of what you are and who you are today. What matters to God is that He will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And I am here to declare to you, the Lord will not give His Holy Spirit to this pulpit. The Lord will not give His Holy Spirit to the keyboards and to the organs, because those things has no life. Those things are not flesh. But He wants to bless you this afternoon. He wants to bless this flesh. He wants to touch your body. He wants to give you the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes to you, you can do the action. Hallelujah. You can worship and glorify the Lord in the Holy Ghost. One night in Manila, I was invited to preach in a birthday party of one of our pastor. And after the preaching, one rich millionaire lady, she testified and said, "I don't like you Pentecostals. I hated you before. I don't like the way you worship, as if that you are crazy people." We are crazy because of the Lord. Hallelujah. "And when I look at you, you are not rich people, you are just ordinary, and to me you are just nothing. But the more I observe you, the more I can say that you are serious of what you are doing. You are not rich, but you are happy. You don't have what I got, but you are more happy than I am." This lady, she owns buses. She owns a mansion. She got lands and properties. She said, "I can go to Manila or around the world anytime. But the time that I spend all of my monies going everywhere and anywhere with friends, I still feel the emptiness in my heart. I still feel that I long for something that money cannot provide." And she keeps on crying.
And she said, one day in my life, after observing you for months and months of what you are doing, I found myself in a small Pentecostal meeting in an ugly garage. It's not like this, sir. Not a carpeted church. It's an ugly garage. Nailing on a cold and dusty cement. Raising my hands and calling the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As he said, Lord, if there is the Holy Ghost, give me the Holy Ghost. I want what these people got. They are not rich. They are not like me. But they are happy. And I want to be like them. I want to be happy. And she testified that after that prayer, God filled her with the Holy Ghost. And her life was totally changed. It is not because of religion. It is not because of that old garage. But it is all because of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost can do some action, my brother. The Holy Ghost can bless you, my sister. To my nanay from San Pablo, Laguna, the Lord will bless you with the Holy Ghost tonight. The Lord will give you the power. The Lord will save you and the Lord will touch you today. Hallelujah. We discuss about religion. And you know what? Religion will just make you religious. But I am here to tell you, Holy Ghost will make you righteous. He is the one that can give us righteous. Because the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. But it is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost today. Clap your hands to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. In that crusade, I forgot to mention this last Thursday night. In that crusade, the first night of the crusade, the first Friday we started a crusade. One Catholic priest came to that crusade. Yes, sir. Priest. His name is Pokorny from Europe. During the altar calling, the workers, the church leaders, they invited him to come to the altar for a prayer. Then after the prayer, I told him, how about if I will invite you to come to our church? Then he said, I told him we have morning and afternoon service. You can choose either the morning or the afternoon. He said, I have a mass in the morning. I might come in the afternoon. I said, that's fine with me. So that Sunday afternoon came, here comes the priest. Meron pong paring dumating, mga kapatid. Dahil anumang grupo o sikta na roon tayo, hanggat wala ang Espiritu ni Kristo, wala pong tagumpay na ating matatanggap. Wala pong kaligayahan ng ating mga buhay. Then he came that Sunday afternoon. He worshiped. He clapped his hand. He shouted hallelujah. He shouted praise the Lord. Then he said, how about next Sunday? He said, I will come. Sunday morning he came. He danced, he jumped, he worshiped, he praised the Lord. And I said, that's the Holy Ghost in action. It is not because of what we are or who we are, but it is because of the Holy Ghost that moves into his life. I think for fifth or five consecutive Sundays he came. That fifth Sunday, I said, how about if we will ask him to come and to testify? So I asked the priest to come to the pulpit and testify and said, I don't know why I am here. I don't know what's the plan of God for my life. He don't know what happens to him. But for us people of God, we know what happens to that priest.
Hallelujah. When I got the pulpit, I said, I know why you are here. It is all because of the Holy Ghost. We don't have the power to take you to our church, but the Holy Ghost is taking you here. The Holy Ghost is bringing you here. Because my God has promised that in the last days, hallelujah, saith the Lord, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Clap your hands to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And before we will do and make a prayer at the altar this afternoon, we hear the miracles that took place in South Cotabato in Miasong. I think Sir Brut knows about it, as some of the people, when a small Pentecostal people gathered in that small church during their worship, there was a Muslim group who attacked the church. And then what these Muslim rebels did, they threw a hand grenade in that Pentecostal worship. When they threw the hand grenade, the people were just worshiping the Lord, calling on the name of Jesus. When the explosion took place, the people, of course, as if they fly because of the result of the explosion. But God is great. Hallelujah. They don't fly to go to heaven. Maybe a little taste of like that. But they return to the ground and still worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And those people, those Muslim rebels, they were not satisfied of the grenade. They used their automatic rifles. And still the people remain alive worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody killed, nobody died, nobody hurt, because the Lord is so great. Hallelujah. And here comes the rest of the story. One of the members of that Muslim rebel, Sir Brut, was converted. He testified, I think, 15 years later after that event. One of the Muslim rebels was converted. And he testified during our dear conference that was still in Davao City, and he said, I was one of the group, a member of the group that threw the hand grenade and shot using our automatic rifle. Then he said, the time that we throw the hand grenade, we saw big people standing, protecting those poor Pentecostals. And when we saw those great big men, we used the automatic rifle. But still, no result. That's why we withdraw and we ran. Because we cannot kill those big men who is protecting the Pentecostals. Why? Because if we will stay in the Holy Ghost, the angel of the Lord is so close to us. He will encamp around that fear the Lord. And I will tell you today, the presence of the Holy Ghost is here. And the presence of God's holy angels are here. He is here and the Holy Ghost is here to bless us today. How about if we will stand this afternoon? Hallelujah, Jesus. When that rich woman was converted, it was the Holy Ghost that is working in her life. To our friends today, Joel 2:29 says, and the servants and the handmaids will I pour out my Spirit. You are here in America working to earn money, and you will send a letter to your loved ones in Manila or wherever in the Philippines, and you will say in that letter, here's the money, mom, dad, or to your aunt, then they will be happy because of the money. But I want the Lord to do something in your lives. The next letter that you will do and send to your mama, you will say, "Mama, here's the dollar, and good news, I've got the Holy Ghost. I found the Lord in America. Hallelujah! I found Jesus. Jesus is the friend of every sinner. He is our friend." Nais ko pong ayayahan kayo, mga batid, na lumapit tayo dito sa Rab. Gusto po namin italangin kayo sa Panginoon. Nay, halik kayo, Nay. Yeah, it's alright to cry, Nay. It's alright. Just cry before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Malalayo po ang ating mga magulang, siguro ang ating mga mahal sa buhay. Pero merong Diyos na higit na nagmamahal sa amin. Merong Panginoon, hallelujah, na higit na nagmamahal sa inyo. Higit na nagmamahal sa ating kaluluwa. Hindi niya tayo pababayaan. Hindi kayo iwanan ng ating Panginoon. Hallelujah. Jesus, pwede po bang itaas natin ang kutya nating kamay, sis? Sige po. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Mahal kayo ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Mahal po kayo ng ating Panginoon. Hallelujah. He is here. He wants to bless you today. Sige. Huwag kayong maya magpuri sa Panginoon. Kundi kayo masabi, God, Panginoon, maraming salamat po. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Ano ba nang iyong nakikita, O Diyos, sa ating buhay? Patawarin mo, Panginoon. Hallelujah! 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 Sige po, Nay. Purihin ang Panginoon. Magpasalamat kayo sa Diyos. Inalagay ng Panginoon sa lugar na ito, hindi aksidente. Kaluman po ito ng Diyos. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!